Because importation really is primarily going to be the focus of this piece of legislation. The law is going to be specifically focusing on the whole process of importation. Like, for example, at the end of the day, we have to ensure that there are proper licenses for anyone who has an interest in importing a product that has an LMO constituent. Such a person will need to have a license. And there are going to be an abundance of check and balances systems to ensure that once such a person is granted a license to import a particular product, it is with the overwhelming assurance that such a product will not have any significant negative impact on St. Vincent and the Grenadines as a whole. And to do this, there is going to be, again, an abundance of risk assessment. What is being proposed? If a person wants to apply for a license, for argument's sake, to import a particular species of tomato, that person has to submit the necessary documentation from the country from which they are going to import the product. There's a dossier that has to accompany the application, and the local biosafety project is going to ensure that there is a system of risk assessment. There's a scientific body which they will be responsible for doing the necessary risk. So in addition to this, the information which has to be gathered locally and supplemented by the person who is doing the importing, one will think that there is a sufficiency of check and balances to eliminate the possibility of a product which has the potential to have serious adverse impact from coming into St. Vincent.